This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In this episode, we talk about habit formation and what's actually going on in the brain when we learn something new. I just want to take a second to say you are freaking amazing because you are now listening to Tiny Leaps, Big Change. Big Change, Big Change. Today's song is the AO Beats remix of Magnetic by Annabelle Jones. I like this song because of the unique blend of vocals with the beat. Honestly, a lot of my favorite songs use a very similar technique in perfectly matching the cadence of the lyrics to the rhythm of the drums to create something that you can instantly get lost in. Check out the link in the description and let's get into the show. Welcome to another episode of Tiny Leaps, Big Changes, where I share simple, research-backed strategies you can use to get more out of your life. My name is Greg Clunas, and we've all tried to break a habit we don't necessarily like. Maybe it's something small, like snorting when we laugh, or maybe something that has a real effect on our lives, like checking email first thing in the morning. The point is that we've all developed habits that we would like to get rid of. But it's not easy. Most people fail at breaking habits, and there's a very specific reason for that. It's called myelin. Myelin is a mixture of proteins and phospholipids forming a whitish insulating sheath around nerve fibers. It increases the speed at which impulses are conducted. Now, you can think of myelin as something similar to the insulation you see on any electrical cord. Its job is to contain electrical signals within the nerve fibers, allowing them to move faster to their destination and travel over longer distances. So, in other words, myelin allows different parts of our brains to communicate with each other easier, which is important because, you know, we can do cool stuff that seems simple on the surface, but actually require input from multiple different regions of the brain to coordinate. Okay, so what does myelin have to do with bad habits? Well, as I mentioned, myelin increases the speed of communication between different areas of the brain. This means that you can make those actions or do that thing much faster than you could without the insulation. The problem is that every time you take an action, you are reinforcing the myelin insulation responsible for that connection. In an article titled Why Practice Actually Makes Perfect, How to Rewire Your Brain for Better Performance, Jason Shen writes, quote, "To give a good presentation, our brains coordinate a complex set of actions involving our motor function, visual and audio processing, verbal language skills, and more. At first, the presentation might feel stiff and awkward. We might forget some of our points or flub an important phrase. But as we practice, it gets smoother and feels more natural and comfortable. What our practice is actually doing is helping the brain optimize for this set of coordinated activities through a process called myelination." End quote. And just to make sure you stay with me, myelination is a term in anatomy that is defined as the process of forming a myelin sheath around a nerve to allow nerve impulses to move more quickly. An example of myelination is the formation of myelin around the axons of the body. So as we practice something, as we repeat something, no matter how small of a task it may be, the nerve fibers responsible for those actions are going through a process called myelination and reinforcing the insulation in that area. This means faster transmission the next time you do it. Eventually, things become so fast that they become a habit and you start to go through the motions without even having a chance to think about it. This makes bad habits extremely difficult to break. But don't worry, because there is a silver lining here. This knowledge helps us to understand why it's hard to break bad habits, and the role of myelin may make our lives difficult in this particular arena, but it also gives us a framework for creating good habits. For example, if we want to create the habit of flossing, the old approach might be to start flossing every day after you brush your teeth. Eventually, you'd forget to, or you would run out of floss, and so you'd stop doing it after you brush your teeth, but you'd do it at some random point throughout the day when you remember to. Eventually, you'd miss a single day of flossing. Then you'd miss two, then three, and eventually you've gone a week without flossing, and you'll justify it by saying that you didn't see any progress anyway. And then 6 months later, inevitably, after your next dentist appointment, you'd go through that same cycle again. You try to pick it up, and then eventually it falls to the wayside. But what if we applied what we just learned to that same scenario? What if we started flossing every day after brushing our teeth? And at some point, we might forget to and we might lose the routine of doing it at the same time. Eventually, we'll still miss a day, maybe two, maybe even three. But when we get to that turning point, to that moment where we could normally decide to say that we weren't seeing any progress to begin with and decide not to continue, what if we remembered the idea of myelin and the fact that every time we do it, every time we take the action, we are one sheath closer to it becoming a habit? We're making that connection just a tiny bit faster until it gets to the point where it can fire without us having to consciously make the decision. For me, this information is enough to make it much more feasible that I would actually pick the floss back up and start again rather than giving up and justifying it by saying that there was no progress. I may not be able to see the progress, but with this knowledge, I know that progress has been made. Now, you already know the benefits of habit. I've talked about it in multiple episodes. Creating positive habits is a fantastic way to get ourselves moving in the right direction and minimize the human error factor of doing the things we need to do. Now that we have a better idea of how habits are formed and the role myelin plays in it, we can create a framework to build those positive habits around. So, what habit will you build? Reach out to me on Twitter at Greg Clunas and let's chat. That's it for episode 51. Thank you so much for listening. And if you like the show, please, all I ask is that you remember to hit subscribe. Until the next episode, I've been Greg Clunas. And remember, all big changes come from the tiny leaps you take every day.